We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Seth Devitt, our National Baseball Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Seth, you have been my biggest anticipated guest today because I think this is extremely cool, although I don't know how they're going to pull it off. But did you see Major League Baseball today announce that they are going to play the Yankees and the White Sox at the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa, next year?
I saw that, and my favorite thing I saw on Twitter afterward is, what are the White Sox fans going to do, and how will their players feel about playing in front of an actual crowd?
Come on. At some point, the White Sox, with everything they've put into that farm system and the way they've been rebuilding it, maybe they'll be a little bit better next year. I don't know why, but I think this is cool. I just do. I think it's neat.
I have to be in Chicago at the end of the month, right? So I immediately check the Cubs schedule, and they're on the road while I'm there. So I won't see Zach and my crew there.
Right.
So I check the White Sox schedule. The White Sox have a Thursday night in August against the Texas Rangers. Should I do it? Would you do it if you were me?
Yeah. What the hell? I'm a baseball fan like you are. I'd go just to go.
Maybe. But it's funny. You know, I like that they're doing these kinds of things. I like that they're doing these one-offs and these promotional things. And I love the social media part of it. I also saw they announced that YouTube TV is going to be broadcasting some games. A friend of mine is going to be directing that. I like that too. But, you know, all it is missing all the other stuff we talk about. You know,
yep.
That's my issue. And if they were addressing those things, I'm not saying fix those things. I'm saying addressing those things and acknowledging the game being in trouble, then I would support these things more. Is that fair?
No, I completely agree. I would agree with that. I am fully on board in making the game better. I continually hear about.
Don't worry about going to Iowa. You could have gone to Iowa in the 90s when the game was great.
Right. Well, now you've got nothing but kids that are going to be running around with big nets in the cornfields.
Well, and that's fine. But, you know, if you look at the demographics around all of America, and there's something that I've been learning about newsletters, and there are a lot of newsletters that don't even put baseball on it. Because in Alabama, there is not a concern about the Yankees and the White Sox. That you could go up to a typical sports fan in Alabama right now, in Tuscaloosa, downtown, go outside to a pub and find people who are having lunch and say, who's in first place in any of the divisions? And they couldn't tell you.
They would simply ask, who from the Crimson Tide is in Major League Baseball,
right?
And we hate Auburn.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just acknowledge the regional nature of this thing and just acknowledge that the only people who should really care about playing in Iowa are the Yankee fans and the White Sox fans. By the way, it's the White Sox giving up a home game, right? The Yankees aren't.
No, the Yankees never would.
That's the second time the Yankees will play at a neutral site and not have to lose a home game. Because when they went to London, the Red Sox lost two home games, and the Red Sox have a sellout streak. The Yankees don't.
Seth, this time of year we start to look at how the trades went in Major League Baseball, who benefited, who didn't. Yesterday, the Brewers, the Brewers benefited from the trade. Pomerantz goes three strong, and they looked pretty good in getting a win. They were left for dead, and all of a sudden they've got a resurgence after winning three straight. I said, look, I'm not counting the Brewers out, and I think yesterday was a little bit of a, when they hit the paddles and everybody yelled clear, and then they hit their heart and they started pumping all over again, but give me your thoughts to the only single trade deadline.
Okay, well, I have a lot on that, but let me respond to your point first. I'll acknowledge to everybody, and I said this on Monday in Milwaukee, the last weekend stunk. That was awful. Those were three brutal, disheartening losses, and I can understand how a fan would feel that way. What happens now is the games this week count the same in the standings. So you have new life, and there's a pennant race here. And I'll tell you, you know, every one of the teams going for the wild card right now is mediocre. So don't say the Brewer roster is not that good, because look at some of the teams you're battling. Arizona, they're not that good. The Giants are not that good. And as far as the trade deadline, there were two clear-cut losers. And this is a controversial opinion, and I've heard very people disagree with me vehemently, and you might, because I respect what you say. The two biggest losers of the trade deadline were the Cleveland Indians and the San Francisco Giants. The San Francisco Giants, let's do them first. They decide at the last minute that in Bruce Bochy's final year, they are going to keep Madison Bumgarner and make a run at making the playoffs. That same week, that same trade deadline, they traded two of their relievers. So which is dumber? Trading the relievers or not trading Madison Bumgarner? Because if you're going to trade the relievers, you might as well have traded Bumgarner. You agree with that one?
Yep, I completely agree. Okay. They did was kept the fan favorite around and just try to make people happy for one more season.
Made their team worse in the process. And then the second one was the Cleveland Indians. I do not care what they got in return. I don't care if they got 10-time All-Stars who are now in the minor league. The fact that the Cleveland Indians, who at the time of the trade deadline were 5 back of the Minnesota Twins and scheduled to host the wild card game, traded their best pitcher. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a team do. And the reality of what that was is you took a team that was going to catch Minnesota, and I think you handed Minnesota a division title. And when the Indians come out and say, well, we're getting Corey Kluber back, we hope, and we are getting Carlos Carrasco back from cancer, I'm sorry, that is the wrong mentality. That could go down as one of the dumbest trades in the last 5 years.
I'm looking at this Brewers team. I'm looking at the division, and I'm still astounded. You've got St. Louis, and I kept saying, who's going to go on that run? Well, St. Louis goes on the run, and now they've lost 5 straight. The Cardinals, they were right there, and they have fallen by the wayside. They're back to 3rd in the division. The Cubs are now on a little bit of a run, and they're feeling it, and maybe things are starting to come together for them. But I kept saying, if the Brewers make the run and their offense stays hot, they still have enough to win the division. I just don't know if they have a run in them.
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, you're getting to that point in the season where at this point in the season, you don't have to be good. You just have to win. They won 3 in a row. Just build on that and just take it one game at a time. And I know that sounds cliche, but don't ask the question that there is no answer to. Because the question is, can they make a run? Well, sure, they can. Will they likely? If you're asking me, no, I don't think they will. I don't think they can sustain it because they are going to tax that bullpen way too much, because even quality openers are only going 4 and 5 innings, and they can't maintain that for long. And that's why, I said at the trade deadline, I wanted bullpen help, and I knew about the injuries. But there's too many injuries in the starting rotation to me to have a sustained run. But there, I said it. Does it make any difference? Because tonight they still put on the same uniform. And so the idea is, at this point in the season, don't worry about what's on your roster, and don't worry about what your fan base is saying, and don't worry about Twitter. Worry about that game. And if you can, and you can win it, you do the same thing tomorrow. And that's why I say that despite all of its warts, the best thing in baseball is the pennant race. And it's my favorite thing, and it's probably the thing I relish the most. And in the NL Central, you have a good old-fashioned bona fide pennant race.
Before I let you go, Seth, now we know the Dodgers are the cream of the crop, and we have seen wild cards come in and get victories and World Series championships before. That,
not
if I'm a fan,
not since the new wild card.
Correct.
Okay.
But I still look at the four factors. You got to be good, you got to be lucky, you got to be hot, and you got to be healthy. If they can hang on and get Woodruff and Davies and company, if they get them back at the beginning of September and get hot and healthy, I believe this team still has a legitimate chance. If I'm a Brewers fan, that's what I'm grabbing my arms around right now as the life preserver in the middle of the ocean.
Well, and understand this. Let's take the wild card winner. If you're the wild card winner, you're in a very interesting situation because you'll play the Dodgers. Right? There's a pretty good argument that the central winner is going to wind up playing the Atlanta Braves. Right? So if you can win the division, you're in a best of five against the Atlanta Braves, who are a better team than you, but not by much. And in a five-game series, winning three out of five is not insurmountable. Now, a seven-game series is harder. So if you're the Milwaukee Brewers and you went up against the Dodgers in a seven-game series, I just think they have more horses. But in a five-game series, anything can happen, and someone's up two games to one. Game fours are always the biggest part of five-game series, just like game sixes are the biggest part of seven-game series. And in baseball, the great equalizer, which is why the wild card and the playoff system is the best thing baseball has going, because that playoff system is perfect. Because no one wants to be the wild card, but it certainly beats the alternative. And in the five-game series, the best team doesn't always win. And the fact is if you were going to take a bet, if you were going to make one bet, and I told you, of the top three teams in baseball, one of them's not making baseball's Final Four, which is the LCS. And that's the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Astros. And I would argue the best chance of being upset is the Dodgers, because they will have played meaningless baseball for 162 games.
Always good, my friend. Looking forward to talking to you next week, and it's only going to get more interesting as time draws near, and so does the season, okay?
Okay, and can I explain why I wasn't on yesterday?
No, go ahead.
Tiger Woods on Sports with Friends. It's on iTunes right now.
Oh, there you go. Good for you, man. Great get. Good stuff.
We'll take a listen. Talk to you next week, bud.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes in Sports with Friends, Tiger Woods. How about that? Go to the podcast and check that out. Seth Everett joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They're going to get done. Call them. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.